about an 8% increase from 15 million or something like that. The DFA, which is the governor's sort of board, that's the Department of Finance Administration, they're proposing a 2.2% increase, which is about $4.1 million. The LSC, which is always a little friendlier, unless the Finance Committee is proposing a 2.8 increase, which is $5.1 million. Either way, 2.8 is a lot less than 8. So even though the state, and I could be corrected in this, you know, don't break the journal, I believe it was a $2.2 million surplus in the state with the oil and gas. That goes up and down like a roller coaster. And you will get reaching for that when we get warnings about even that particular issue. Just for you to know, at the last region's meeting, which was last week, I did for both all the regions who were meeting as though they were meeting. We don't know yet. I can't remember, I'm sorry, prior to leaving, I hit my head as well as my arm when I fell, but I don't remember perhaps I told you this or not. I met with the governor's transition with other private senate presidents, and I spoke about a large number of things, like ED, success certificates, what would have been the big deal that ended up being money and all of this stuff, and how we're different, like research universities. But I talked about the regions and how we grave we could be letting them, all the sorts of things.
And what I do know is that about 68 people were interviewed for the new additional.
That's how many applied, and I'm sorry, that's how many applied, but 25 were interviewed, approximately, if my mind number of years say so. A lot of people were interested in being on regions. And I had received about 6 personal emails from people that I'm very proud to say more state the Senate has the power because they cared to reach out. My gut was a little, you know, iffy. I didn't think I had much to offer them. So the ones I knew I talked to and the other ones like that, I didn't want to cross that line in any way. And I don't think I would have had any input on the means anyway. They weren't asking for them. So in terms of compensation, the DFA was proposing a tiered system. 4% increase for the lowest, 3 for the middle, 2 for the highest tier, and then the LSC again. I don't actually understand the politics. Maybe Rick someday we can look into that. Why they differ and what's the rationale behind it. They were proposing a 4% compensation as possible. This is all hearsay. We're in a second executive session. It's important that we don't put too much weight on what's happening now, but the people know. No news on the regions, by the way. We're still waiting. There was rumor that, oh, well, you're immediately. My guess is the drama will play out over a longer period of time. But I did, in turn, did a due to the score and thought of something nice to say about each one, who we may not see in the next configuration when we pick. So that leads you to an amendment, which is January 28th. So the Governmental Relations Committee is meant to go up there, although many of our members are not in town that day. So some of us are definitely headed up there. If there's someone who has, in their heart, the ability and the desire to win revenue to those people, the legislative letter, and I don't mean for their own projects, like I don't go up and ask for pianos, it'd be great if you could come with us. So let me know if you're thinking about that, and we can go together. It's a big day, we did a lot, it's very interesting. A little boring, I'll be honest, sometimes you kind of want a legislative call, but you look for people as allies or as potential allies, and tell them why we're going to lose. And then there's an evening event that is actually the most interesting. Not because it's a party, but because that's where the legislators are a little freer. And yes, certain beverages are helpful in conversation about your relationship. So stay open to that. That's Monday at 28. Yeah, thanks for asking, Charles. I didn't say that. I wanted to go over, because I wonder if you all know, and I'm sorry for my hands going so slowly, the legislative priorities. And they've been in all the, I was saying when I talked to the musician, I had faces with it, and then I had to move all my paper on my faces with it, so I could raise the other letter. It's not my own line, I'm just your thing. Oh, I'm giving yours, oh, look, you know what? I don't want her to do that. The president just said that, so I'm going to have to defer to that. So she's going to talk about the legislative priorities. But you know what I'm interested in? I'm interested in the capital projects. So let me mention that a little bit. So, you know, we had a one competition that was sponsored last year for the first time where faculty could have input into one project. So I'm something that you could tell us, how would we, and you just got here, I know, in terms of this, and some of these come from years before, how does main campus apply to, you know, kind of understand the health sciences a little better. By the way, your 2% increase to things is, it is looking like it'll get fully funded, which it deserves to be, of course, because you all don't get a lot of INT. But there's one called Learning in the First Main Campus Capital Project, Learning Environment, Critical Safety and Technology Upgrades. It was 11 million. So I did all that because I thought, well, that's 11 million, I don't get what it is. So 3 million for campus security, going up there to individual meet the people that are deciding on this, right? They have discretionary funds and that's what the RPSPs are concerned about this. And so if you convince the legislature, and again, I'm not saying for your personal projects, I know we release their efforts, but we can help the university. I was gonna just put up on the board, the HLC visit is coming up, so our site visit is March 1st through 5th. On campus, March 4th and 5th, they're also looking at Casson Gallery. Two bridges to look at. Can you throw up the Pella chief thing? She could not be here today, Associate Vice Provost Pella Chief. I just wanted you to see that you could access this on the internet. What's up? We went all through this today. Oh, okay, so what I'm doing to that, I will tell you that the president has generously offered basketball tickets. And there is a website I can send to the Senate. Can I be honest, I didn't want it to go to all faculty, I wanted it to go to you all. You are the representatives of the faculty and there should be some Because the well is done by the professor from Miles Miller, based on input from our committee and from people they talk to all along with the others. And so this is, it's kind of a wish list. I like it, it's a theme, it's like we're basically want, you know, everything in person and the ability to not let that in you. So this is well written.
Yeah, there it is.
Would it be helpful if we sent you these links? Would that be the best way?
Okay.
So let's add another link to the searches, the opportunity challenges profile, and to the accreditation, just so they have that sense of that.
I don't want to forget about the first thing, because I'm on the side here, is academics within borders.
So it's happening, thanks to President Stokes. It's February 28th and March 1st. We'll be meeting with the faculty in the disciplines of professors by Santa Fe Community College. I've made a couple of suggestions to her. To go,
Santa Fe, did I say Santa Fe?
Oh, Santa Fe. That's another problem I have.
Improving the process by which regions are appointed. That's the way to say it. So, Senate Resolution 5 is
if this is something that you want, I got two possibilities. One, we wait until the next November meeting, which is 6 weeks into the session, 5 weeks into the session, not ideal, especially not every UNM day, but we could pay lip service to support it if we need to. But what's much more powerful is the unanimous or near, or at least, you know, mostly, endorsement of something that we would agree with our sister college. So the one idea is we wait, the other idea is I can call a special meeting of the Senate. I know you're all gonna love that idea, but we would have to have a quorum. So I cannot do that by asking each of you to vote on the phone. I cannot do it electronically. It has to be in a public place where someone else can watch the videos. So we can talk about it at the end of the business, but I'm throwing it out there now. I'm sorry, I don't have an hour to do anything. There was something else I came to us at the end of the meeting about. Just got it today. Someone wrote from the Education College, Harley, Richard Meyer, is that his name? He wrote that he thinks UNM should do something for the furloughed workers, and maybe it's either for their tuition, or he had a second idea that I didn't quite grasp, that we would pay them to do a good job. That one I didn't understand. But I thought maybe this is something we need to consider. And if anyone thinks this is important enough, we can call a quick 10-minute meeting and have a discussion on it. Just out of curiosity, we only did this one other time when it was a kind of extraordinary circumstance with something probably potential, I don't remember now, or a budget issue. Would anyone ever be able to come same time, same day? Meaning, is Tuesday at 3 a good time? Or do you only say it's Tuesday at 3 because this is the one side? Just off the top, answer please. Say that, is that how you could do it? So if we needed to, and again, you may say, well, you can't have a meeting, but I'm not going. But it would be a shame, I guess, if I called the meeting and like 2 people came. I mean, I think I can count on my team to come. Although 2 of them are out of town right now, but, all right, that is it. Yes. Pardon? 27. Yeah, so I need 27 of us to show up. And maybe we can even do something as silly as, you might be, I will be there. And if I get 27 notes, I stop counting and we have it.
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking about 2 hours.
No, we're talking really half an hour, right? I mean, we can make, like, almost 1 hour, so I wouldn't want to be in neutral society with someone in mind. All right, well, thank you. Yes.
So, yeah, we have a couple of things. Those of us who have political abilities to run all this, so the sooner you know, the better. Right? I mean, that 24-hour course is almost always gone.
No.
But if you have,
we have to do 72 hours.
Oh, yeah, we need 72 anyway to the vote. But you know what I was thinking at 3 times post it now is because if you do this, if someone feels this is appropriate, we can bring it up and meet. We can just have to. I mean, I think we can take that and then vote, right? Okay.
Can I ask a question that this shows in the game?
No, probably not. Yeah.
Well, probably so. Yeah, that happens to those guys.
Political party, right? You can't have a prominent sound party. You gotta be by one, but not. special gift session. Because, of course, it is my first life plan session in Mexico. I have met with more than 33, and I think I met last week, I probably met with about 40 members of the legislature, including many of the new members from Bernalillo County. We count on them a lot for representing us, as well as certainly legislators and senators of the House and Senate from across the state. So I've had a lot of meetings leading up to this particular legislative session. And we do have a team, I think it's possible that a member of our government relations team has been in to talk to you before. This has not been a semester, so our team is really, Connie Weimer, who's in charge of government there. We've got Becky News, who is really works a lot with
state funding. About 50% of our employees are actually working on non-state funding.
the money and how we can provide that. Because some of this began to unfold almost as soon as I arrived. And we now have a new committee that is looking at this work in our capital funding. So I think we're going to see a process that is much clearer to the campus, that has created a team much like the budget leadership team to really look at how we park this money forward. So what we did this year to arrive at these is not the same process that I think you can expect to see going forward. I think there'll be a lot more awareness of campus about how we approach capital projects. But my memory of this is that we sat in a room in which we talked about what projects are likely to get traction on a kind of a master list of projects. What projects are likely to get traction? Finishing up RTC plan for each of the RPSD projects, because we want to be sure that we are advocating for these.
Do we have one for the press, $300K? We're still asking for that.
We're still asking for that. You know, I think that, usually these end up funding the budget line people who are passionate about a particular area, and I think that, I don't know that whether we're going to pay someone who's really going to help us with the press.
But I will remind you, because maybe if you didn't know in the past, I bet you would know, that people have said to us for a year that press is a state organization. So surely those people now need to be held accountable.
Well, see, I don't know if you said that, so.
But we can track it down, I know.
So we're spending a lot of time on this, the RPS Unified Fund, which is basically, as I recall, the AGD, when they were sending out the words that the legislature would in fact deal with that, but requests. And what I can tell you is that we've got several meetings, meetings of the legislature, we'll be talking to the Senate Finance Committee, or there will be a couple of meetings about like the higher education. I believe that we're set in May. And then, I don't remember my dates wrong, but it's coming out of the Senate Finance Committee. And then the House side, we've got committee meetings related to higher education. And then we also are brought in on Saturday for a special focus upon athletics in front of the House Appropriations Committee. And we may be talking about funding formula as well at that. So there's a lot swirling right now around all of this. If you read the article in the paper where I was asked about athletics, you know that. Thank you. an interesting thing to witness here in my first legislative session. So,
but I'm very happy that you're representing that because people say, well, what if they come forward? They're not from the local paint soccer. Let's just say, well, I love the paint soccer.
That really crosses a line over what the president and me think is the mission of the university. Even if we believe in soccer, and I know many of us do, that's so I'm glad you have a line on it. You know, I think that's going to be hard for you. But
well, I think the problem is that, you know, they reinstate just soccer. I think we've been able to communicate that effectively. We reinstate just soccer. We are immediately a serious test of our mind.
Representatives from a number of different groups that will be part of this task
know that we actually need to expand our police force significantly if what we want is greater coverage on campus and in the businesses that on Central, et cetera. And so, one of the things I hope to do is have a conversation with some future businesses on Central, a couple of business leaders, because we actually need to be working together and then working together with AP. They really have partnered with us on a lot of that issue. That has apparently benefited us. But the surprising thing to learn from being with Bell Forest is just this is a serious caliber issue, and we're a part of it, and we need to be part of the solution.
And it's scary our students are.
Yeah. And it's scary our faculty is about to.
Maybe they have an issue though, is that the higher level commission board accreditation does it work for the board? Secondly, a bunch of faculty hiring is happening. You saw the numbers. We hired about 42 new faculty last year. We're hiring 15 this year. That almost exactly matches the number of faculty we've been part of in the last 2 years. And we're still hiring now. So we're holding our own, but we're losing some of the new faculty, too. And that's about time. The nice thing about hiring is the American Faculty Hiring Initiative, which is very exciting. It's terrific to get scholars to do that. We're having another one about the 7 month of the day. Three already, and then we have 3 more happening now.
Is it across the way or are we in?
No, it's in various places. We haven't had a place to study in since the world has been expanding. Also, the women's studies have done really well for last year. The research period that works about, you all know the Manhattan Challenge story, I don't have to go into much detail on that. We now have, just past the deadline for submissions, we've got 14 strong proposals.
are you not saying games
are?
In any way? Is it because they're all on scholarship or
41?
And simultaneously, it's really strong scaffold.
or Sparcino or?
Yeah, I think there's a whole bunch of stuff to come out there.
Yeah, okay. We'll hear about that. Anything on the agency side? I guess not so much for our approach, right? Branches?
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you all.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, sit down.
No, it's okay. Thank you for having me here, but I'm signing the insurance.
Does include some spine tension and CT bed.
salary would be, what the cost to employees would be at that 7% if they change nothing. No plan is not changing, it's just kind of a reference point that we're going to come back to it at the end. After that, we'll cross through some potential modifications. You can see that the costs are going up 7% from the top to the bottom. This is a total monthly premium by salary tier.
Essentially, you would choose which plan you want, and then I'm not aware of that.
services, you have a choice of what network you utilize, whether that be tier one, which would be a little bit different between the two plans, and also that's a little bit more compelling than tier two, which is before tier three. So as you can see, we're not really proposing to do anything on the tier side of things. Looking at losing that, leaving that plan is not exactly the same.
So it projected combined amount of 60.
Based on the data we received, conversation. So hopefully, whether it's absorbed by existing or reimbursed donations we have with our own athletic funds. So if it, if it,
I'm just wondering if you could talk about what
kind of actually set an agenda item to go out and do a tier one provider, an expanded tier one provider thing, and these other communities and potential ones here. But I'm willing to take a look at that about what we do in the places where we have employees and folks in places like Gallup and maybe even housing benefits or whatever, just to see if there are things that we can do to expand the tier one to the place that we're applying.
Well, I was like, I mean, we've had very preliminary conversations, not in John Fisher's, but tell us on how that can possibly help with this and this type of process and provide additional tier ones to the business branch campuses. But those are, you know, those are all just clear conversations a lot more complex than a simple answer. The other thing, too, that I kind of want to, this really is not a new concept. This is actually been a concept that we've had in place for about 13 years. We evolved a little bit, and now we're trying to figure out how to evolve again a little bit. But historically, we have had an eye and then had a couple of plans that you choose in it, and it kind of serves you to access that network. This has been, it has talked to Gallup multiple times over the last 13 years. And it's interesting, I think maybe you want to figure out how to address it, but often we get the response that they still come to Albuquerque for their health care. That's the biggest part of the health care problem we have in states in general, not just Gallup. But I think that based on Dr. Richard, we can continue to figure out how to address that. Anything that's co-made, never private deductible, only applied deductible to services that are considered co-insurance. So what happens is, since we are moving to look at, you know, FY19 on the far left there, complex diagnostic was co-insurance previously, so we would have applied the deductible historically, and you would have paid 10% of the cost of that. When we go over, we're going to print this thing, it's going to be applied all co-pay. That $5 copay will still apply to your overall out-of-pocket maximum, but you do not have money deducted for anything for the $1.
And so, whatever you're sharing,
my question is pretty simple. That's the following one. Should we propose changing the differential of the age level,
out-of-pocket now, would be at $400 with the new surgery, as opposed to what, you know, the combination. Now, if you measure $600 and put your MRI and you had knee surgery, obviously you would do it again in this current time here, but you're still going to be saving on your out-of-pocket costs by accessing our own.
Talked about what I said earlier.